This is By Grace, and by grace I am speaking to you today. I imagined myself being pummeled by God, deserving punishment. Wasn't that the great consequence of my otherwise bad decisions? Then God gives me a vision of a still water lake, so still, peaceful, so undeserving of this moment. It's in this serene moment that I realize that I've been looking into my own heart all along. I was playing God by looking inside of myself and seeing all the ways I believed I deserved to be treated when I fall short, more times than I'd like to humanly admit. Now, God was showing me His heart. It wasn't until I quieted myself down enough to hear His grace. And it had been there beside me all along, waiting for my storm to pass. My man-made storm. And in all of my man-made storms, He finds still waters, a stillness, a certainness in me that only He makes me worthy of. He waits, He sits, He abides with me. I almost wanted His punishment. I wanted to be taught a lesson and give it up on, so that I would have an excuse to continue in my sin. But God doesn't play scapegoat. He isn't trying to point the finger or give up on you. He finds cozy places inside each one of us. He latches onto the darkness and the darkest parts, giving them a great big hug, releasing love to every corner of those spaces inside of us. Those parts that tell us that we are bad. Those parts, more importantly, that tell us there is something seriously wrong with us. Those ashamed parts that seems to confirm our suspicions that we not only do bad things, but we are indeed something bad in of itself. God doesn't tease us the way our minds do. He doesn't poke fun or laugh when someone else is. He is a great counselor, an ever-present help in times of trouble, full of compassion and mercy and boundless grace. He gives us the love we can't ever fathom having deserved. Only love can make things grow. No punishment, no resentment, no hatred. So do yourself a favor, my victorious friend, and let go. Forgive yourself already. Stop resenting yourself. Stop hating yourself and learn to quiet yourself before God. Listen in the quietness. Wait. Truth is calling out to you, waiting to still your storms.